Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. I appreciate you joining me. I'm going to start off the show, as I not always but normally do, with my friend Peter Grandich. Peter is very well known in the investment industry. I'm looking at a book that he wrote. He was kind enough to send me an autographed copy called Confessions of a Wall Street Whiz Kid. Pete's pretty well known and has been for quite some time now, over 25, 30 years in our business. Peter and I were talking off the air about the situation in the Middle East right now, Libya, et cetera, Syria, obviously, and how all of this will, in our minds anyway, affect in investing. Now, the first comment that I would like to make is that I believe that the way the situation in Libya with the death of the ambassador was handled on the part of our government, and you have to lay that at the feet of the administration, was deplorable. And I found it interesting that, according to many of the news accounts that I read, the administration through the CIA knew that there were some very serious problems going on over there, and the ambassador and staff should have been evacuated. They were not. The rest is history. Pete, what are your comments on that?
Well, I think if we rolled back to the election for 2008 and we watched the interviews, we will see that at the time candidate Obama talked about how he felt his abilities to deal in the Middle East would be superior than the current administration, that he could work with the so-called Arab community partly because of his background, partly because of his different views. And when the so-called Arab Spring came along, there was almost a taking of credit by the administration that somehow part of that happened because of the way the Obama administration acted versus past. Well, that Arab Spring has turned into a cold winter all around the Middle East. And it was obviously sadly seen when I think anybody that recognizes truth realizes that this had nothing to do about a video, but this our ambassador was murdered, and it was, the front of it was used. And what I think comes out of all of that is that during the heat of this crisis, and even subsequently when people in his own administration backed away from their earlier statements, the president didn't use, as I think others would, both past Democrat and Republican presidents would have used this time in New York. You would have seen him shuffling to meet other leaders and such. He found it more important to do things like Letterman, The View, and meet with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine, I really can't, Al, that if that was a Republican president that chose to do that, how the media and the Democratic aisle would have lit up about the ineptness of a president at a time of need. And outside of real conservative reporting, the mainstream media has not even begun to question these inactions and really accept it.
Yeah.
Because I believe not only he knows, but the people next to him, that he's not a true leader. He's a good reader of a teleprompter. He had off-the-cuff stuff. But a true world leader, someone that's truly the world leader, he doesn't have the capabilities, and that's why they've avoided it. They're trying to win this election by not losing it, and they're doing a good job of that because I do think they're leading. But that's where I think the difference is, and that's why I think the Middle East is still a tinderbox, and unfortunately, between Israel and Iran, it's only a question of when, not if.
Well, we've got terrible demonstrations going on right now, violent demonstrations going on where you've got injuries and deaths, you know, not only in Libya, but the same thing going on now in Iraq, certainly Syria, Lebanon, et cetera. I mean, this is pretty, pretty bad, in my opinion, and I would have to agree with you. I'm, at this moment in time, I'm very, very critical of the current administration. At the risk of saying something that perhaps is it won't be too popular, but that is that people are getting killed over there. The situation over there is an absolute tinderbox. It's an absolute tinderbox ready to explode. But you know what? From an investment standpoint, there's money to be made. And you know where that is, Pete? That's in the gold sector, the silver sector, and I also think in the energy sector. And I'm not I'm not condoning anything that's going on over there, not even close. But I'm saying, you know what? It's something that Al Corlin, sitting in his studio in Northern Washington State, really probably can't change. But you know what? I can sure as heck protect myself and my family and my friends by taking advantage of an environment that I think is, quite frankly, very bullish for precious metals.
Well, I think there's no question, and like you, and it's not a matter of being politically correct. I would give up gains if there was such a thing as world peace.
And I would, too.
It's coming. But at the same time, as I've stated, and my readers know my blog, they know where I stand, that I'm very anti-Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry if that's politically correct, but people would want the truth, and I'd be faking it if I didn't say that.
Right.
But at the same time, an Obama win, I think, will only add to what the gold market will do, because what I think comes with the Obama win is more of the same. Certainly there'll be no repercussions, because remember one important thing about this. We all saw the reaction of gold when they saw the easing. People recognize what it means. Romney's on record that he doesn't see Bernanke as his next Fed chairman. A Romney win could put a little pressure on gold early on in the early days, because the view would be is that Bernanke will be removed and perhaps somebody that won't be as easy with the money will be. So an Obama win actually will be all systems go and continue, and I'm almost certain that he will reappoint Bernanke. And I think, believe it or not, it's going to sound a little crazy to some, but I think Bernanke had that way back of his mind when he made that move. I mean, I think Bernanke likes being the Fed chairman.
Sure.
And I think he knew he had no shot with Romney, and it didn't hurt him doing this easing as far as Obama's eyes were concerned.
You know, I don't disagree with that. I know that QE3, which I think is an absolute exercise in futility, is perceived by a lot of gold bugs as being, well, that's really going to drive the price of gold. You know, inflation is right around the corner, and hyperinflation, et cetera, et cetera. But Pete, I have to tell you, I think there are so many other factors out there that are positive for the price of gold and the price of silver. And when I say positive, you know that I mean, I think that they're very definitely going to play a major role in elevating the prices of those particular commodities. You know, I mean, just as an example, what's going on in the Far East right now, you've got an economic, what appears to be a bit of an economic slowdown. Well, I think that that's going to basically give rise to the purchase of more gold on the fact of a lot of the folks in China, Japan, and the other countries. You know, when you look at the financial turmoil in our country, and we're right around the corner from getting up one morning and reading on the headlines, you know, major economic collapse currently going on. I think that anybody that doesn't put money into areas where that will provide them with protection, I think, is absolutely nuts. And yeah, that includes gold and silver, but you know, it also includes some other commodities, not the least of which is foodstuffs, huh?
Well, yeah, and again, we said this before, and I'll say it again, that here in America, we've had a preview of what is coming to the shores by what's taking place in Europe.
Yeah.
They're just a few years ahead of us.
Yeah.
And their disadvantage in Europe is they haven't had a big printing press like we've had,
mm-hmm.
although the Central Bank for Europe is caving into that.
Yeah.
But and what you've seen unfold in Europe will come to our shores, but it's not coming today or likely tomorrow, and it may be even a year or two from now, but it's coming. And so a lot of people see that. They see the geopolitical. They see all the general fundamentals for gold. And you mentioned the Far East, and what people here in North America still don't grasp is that people where there's money to be made, particularly in Asia, don't trust paper currencies. And
mm-hmm.
that's why gold continues to be a much more store of value for them than stocks and bonds. People in China and elsewhere in Asia buy gold, just like in North America, people buy 401ks.
Yeah, very, very good point. You know, it's hard, if not impossible, to disagree with anything that you're saying. What I would suggest to folks listening in here is, number one, let Pete and I know if you agree. Come on to our website, kereport.com. We've got a great blog. Let us know if you agree or disagree. Boy, I got to tell you, in my opinion, it is so very, very important. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with a new guest, Lindsay Hall.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me, but you already know that. I am chatting right now at the Chicago Hard Asset Conference with a young lady by the name of Lindsay Hall. Very, very interesting woman. Let me tell you, this gal's a real go-getter. She is the chief market strategist for an organization called the RMB Group. The RMB Group is headquartered here in Chicago, but Lindsay doesn't live in Chicago. She lives in Malibu. She's got some very, very interesting views on the precious metal sector. She's got some very interesting views on the energy sector, and that's what we're going to chat about. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for allowing me to be here. It's a pleasure.
Pleasure on both sides. Let's start out a little bit. Now, you're involved in futures. Let's start out talking a little bit about precious metals. I'm a real bull, midterm to long term, for gold and silver. How does Lindsay Hall feel about that?
I agree with you 100% as far as the positioning longer term is concerned. I think that physicals and holding them is fantastic, which a lot of people here do. We can actually help people take delivery on physicals via the options realm and the futures realm outright. In addition to that, I think that paying attention to metals and holding them, you always want to protect your asset, right? And you have a physical asset to protect. So I think it's important to pay attention to drawdowns and retracements and things like that as well. But not only paying attention to them, but utilizing that market space, utilizing that price point action. I think something that a lot of people don't consider is the opportunity to utilize options on the short side to kind of hedge against your physical. So as you're holding the physical, if it does have those drawdown moments, like right now our days, as far as the charts are concerned, a little overextended. The weeks are a little overextended. Probably need a break. I think the long-term trend is nice, but they probably need a short-term break. You could always look at things like options to the short side to be able to take advantage of those price point moves that counter your physical position. So I think that's something to add to the mindset of those that are holding the physical.
So what we're talking about, Lindsay, really is providing yourselves with some real good insurance. Tell our listeners how that works, would you?
Okay, so the way that it would work is you're going to hold your physical, obviously, and then in the option side of things, you're going to outlay a smaller amount of money for the opportunity to have that sales piece, right? If the thing is short, you're going to go ahead and you're going to go with a put side instead of a call side, and you're going to be able to make money off of the short play. And you can do that shorter time frames if you like. You can do it longer time frames, but again, with a trend that's bullish, you really don't want to get into the short side of things longer term. You want to keep it a little tighter, a little closer to the vest and pay a little bit more attention to it. The bonus is that you don't have to sell your physical. You're not going to short gold outright. You're going to spend a little bit of money for the option to do so. And then if it moves your way, you're going to make some money on it. And if it doesn't, you've at least protected that physical asset by having something that can take advantage of the price drop.
Okay, let's get a little more generic here, and let's talk about why Lindsay Hall thinks holding physical right now is a good idea or is not a good idea. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Is it a good idea in your opinion?
I do think that holding the physical is a good idea. I think that there are a lot of people, obviously, over the past 6 or 7 years that have come on board with that. I remember gold at $500, which was not so long ago, about seven years ago. That's where we stood. I think people have jumped on the bandwagon for the physical, which is good. Now you have to worry a little bit about making sure that your gold is real. I think that you have to worry about safety and things like that these days as well. You look at QE3 and everything that's going on there. Why not hold gold? Because, I don't know, you remember Confederate money? You remember Confederate money? I remember I lived in Alabama once, and I bought some of that at a gift shop, I think. But it's true. It served a purpose in a moment, but ultimately it's paper that's worth nothing. And so ultimately, could that happen to the U.S. dollar? Sure. And you're watching, you know, currencies in states of decline around the world with the situation we have now. But without being able to back that currency with anything tangible, i.e. gold, you know, we run risks. And so to be able to have something that will always be tradable at a certain value, I think that's important.
You know, funny you should bring that up. Kathy and I started buying physical silver, probably 10 years or so ago. And the reason we did that is I have always had a certain amount of trepidation about a potential collapse of the currency system in the United States, i.e. the Confederate dollar. You know, well, is that going to happen? Heck, I don't know. You know, but I think there's a possibility that it could. And if it does, I want to have something other than, you know, normal barter that I can use, you know, so I can protect myself, my family, and our friends, etc. And I think physical is a really good way to do it. I personally like silver only because I think it's a little more liquid. You know, if an ounce of gold is worth a couple thousand bucks, how liquid is that going to be? But I mean, I like silver. Let's flip over a little bit, if you don't mind, into the energy situation. You guys do options. You guys have to be pretty familiar with oil, for example. Now, are you bullish or bearish on the price of oil, Lindsay?
If I could take 2 seconds to flip back to silver, I agree with you on that one. Not to mention there are greater uses for silver than gold. So applicably in industry, silver is a better bet outright. Now, as far as crude oil is concerned, bullish on crude. We've been to 147 and dropped as low as 30 in just a few months. That's not true supply and demand. But to me, the fact that we've tested at 147 before, it sets a mindset and a familiarity with price point. So when we go back there, it's not as big a deal as it was the first time, right? Technically speaking, we're building ascending triangles on the chart, which obviously is bullish. You look at supply being stagnant. You look at cost being greater for new wells and extraction. You look at massive population growth in places like India and China, where utilization and demand of crude so far hasn't even approached truly developed nations, and the potential for that to come into play. And you look at, of course, the hot topic at the moment, the Middle East. And you combine all of these things, and it's not hard to imagine when we're still with all these things in play at the moment, in the Middle East not having exploded, and we're sitting at 99 and change, or give or take, you know, in those 90s, it's not hard to imagine that we can come back up into the hundreds very easily and push even higher. Should something happen with Iran and Israel in short order, that could go to 200 plus in a heartbeat. So the question is, you're going to take the brunt of it as a consumer via businesses pushing off their fees to you, via industry outright at the pocket, you know, at the pump, you're going to pay for it, and in the grocery store, you're going to pay for it. So the question is, what are you doing not only to protect yourself from this kind of cost, but also to make money on the side because of it, right? So crude oil play is a great thing, and to be able to use options kind of keeps you out of the fray as far as massive capital expenditure and exposure and volatility.
We live in a strange world. We live in a very interesting world right now. You know, I've probably got a couple of years on you, at least two. But having said that, you know, I never in my wildest dreams, I've been involved in the financial community now for, probably close to 40 years. And I never in my wildest dreams thought that we would be in an environment like we're in right now. I truly believe we're in uncharted waters. I don't think there's any question about that. And I think what people need to do, you know, and don't take this as investment advice, ladies and gentlemen, but I believe what people really need to do is, number one, you need to be well informed. Number two, you need to be diversified, to say the least. And I think if you handle those things, and you all know where Kathy and I are invested, we're 25% real estate, 25% conventional market, and 50% hard assets and the hard asset sector. And to me, that's a very, very comfortable place to be. Okay, if you want more information on the RMB Group, I'll get it straight, on the RMB Group, simply click on the banner on our website and get all the information you want. Lindsay's contact is on there. If you want to chat with her, give her a buzz. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I have got Pete Sepp with me. Pete's been on the show a number of times before. He is the Executive Vice President of the National Taxpayers Union. Very, very interesting guy. He's got some thoughts that I find to be particularly intriguing about this financial cliff that's coming up in December. Pete? We got some fairly major changes that have been proposed, or I guess are, that are automatically supposed to occur here a couple months from now. One of them has to do with the capital gains tax going from long-term capital gains going from 15% up to around 40%. What do you think about that? Is it going to happen?
I don't think that we'll go over the fiscal cliff as far as tax policy is concerned. What I'm very worried about, though, is that we'll just take a tiny detour from the cliff, and a very temporary one at that. We have to remember that Congress extended funding for the federal government on the spending side of the ledger before they left town for campaigning into March of the year 2013. So roughly a six-month extension from when they actually passed it. It's a very easy scenario to envision that they do the same thing with tax policy. They'd come back into town after the election. They would extend the current tax rates and policies
until March 31st of 2013 and then leave town. Okay, that's better than nothing, but it continues this horrendous chain of monthly, virtually, tax policy making that is driving businesses and investment planners and just plain everyday folks up the wall because they cannot count on any kind of stability in the current tax laws.
Yeah, isn't that the truth? You know, Pete, you wrote an article that U.S. News put out here. I think it was published on, it was published on September 13th, talking about the costs and benefits of Congress's proposed energy policies. And you're saying, you know, the question, I guess, that was posed to you is what's the price of American energy policy? And you're saying that the answer to that question may not be clear-cut. But, and this is a direct quote, but the nation's taxpayers must keep asking it of their elected officials. What's that all about?
Well, there are many pieces of legislation that get introduced in Congress, mm-hmm. authored by lawmakers, that never really get to the floor for votes. This is particularly acute in the Senate, where the rules can be very arcane and nothing seems to move through there. But we can't forget that the House has very tight rules, too, and so what we need to do is not only look at what Congress votes on, but also what's getting proposed, because that's the raw material of legislation and the legislative process that eventually finds its way into law if it keeps getting introduced session after session. And there are energy policies, not to mention defense policies, transportation policies across the board that get introduced and for a period of 10 years or more may actually gestate through the legislative process. And you have to observe these things when they are initially conceived in Congress. Otherwise, they'll suddenly sneak up on you, find their way into an unrelated piece of legislation, and then taxpayers have another burden they need to bear. And goodness knows we've got enough of them already.
Boy, we certainly do. You know, you wrote another article, Pete, back in August, specifically on August 16th, that was in U.S. News and was entitled "The Oil and Gas Industry Fuels the Economy, Not Just Our Cars." That's a real hot button for me. When you talk about alternative energy sources, I mean, you know, theoretically speaking, there are a lot of green policies, theoretically speaking, you know, that are good. You know, they're good, I suppose. I don't happen to be a real advocate of that camp because I think there are more efficient ways to do it. But, you know, some of them are just fine. But in reality, green energy, okay, alternative energy sources, they're not going to work short term. Eventually, they may work long term if the government has enough money to keep bailing out some of the companies that they fund. But this is nowhere near a short term solution, or I should say a solution that can occur short term for our country. You know, and as you brought up in your article, really, you know, we're talking about huge tax advantages for alternative energy sources and some real negative tax implications for the fossil fuel industry. That's not right, in my opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. If the goal is to just get government out of this favor trading business entirely, there are legislative proposals that treat all industries pretty fairly. There's a bill from Congressman Mike Pompeo of Kansas that would strip away preferential tax provisions, not only for alternative energy, ethanol and the like, but even a few for the oil and gas industry. But what President Obama and his allies are talking about is going one step further, taking away provisions from oil and gas that are commonly available to other industries, chiefly a write-off that multinationals get for taxes they pay to other governments. That avoids double taxation. There's also a deduction for domestic manufacturing. And again, this is available to lots of industries, coffee bean roasters, computer makers, and oil and gas. Well, yeah. The administration is saying, let's take it away only for oil and gas. That's not fair either. That's no more fair than granting special privileges to oil and gas. We got to treat all of the industries the same and let them compete in the marketplace. That's the way we're going to get different sources of energy into market more quickly, because only the most viable ones that appeal to consumers will be able to make it.
There are so many things going on in our country that make absolutely no sense to me, and I've tried really hard on the energy issues to see both sides, or to find validity in both sides of the argument. But I got to tell you, my friend, I simply do not get it. And given the fact that we are on the ropes, at least in my opinion, economically, it strikes me that supporting the fossil fuel industry to a much greater extent than we're doing right now makes all the sense in the world.
Well, the employment prospects are certainly there. If you look at places where natural gas fields are being developed, for example, in North Dakota,
yeah,
and the oil sands, the unemployment rate there is almost negative. There's
exactly
so many job opportunities available. People are flocking there. And, of course, the interesting thing is, in an energy boom like that, one of the first beneficiaries is government itself by the royalties and other revenues from extraction that flow into government coffers. The North Dakota state budget is doing very well, even as other states are struggling to get out of deficit situations.
You know, kind of an interesting experience that I had. I was just speaking at a conference in Chicago here a few days ago, and one of our listeners, really, really a nice people, the mom and dad and the son came over to the booth, and I had spoken with them at some other conferences on the East Coast, and they came up, you know, and the young man was saying, you know, it's really hard for me to continue, you know, with my aspirations of going to college, because he said, Al, I can go over to the Dakotas right now with my level of expertise, and I can make six figures a year. Okay, I would bet you, Pete, that there are hundreds of thousands of people in this country who, given that opportunity, would take that in a minute, as opposed to the entitlement situation.
Yes, absolutely. And that goes to the root, I think, of that awful controversy over Mitt Romney's 47% remark. I'm not sure that those folks would want to be written off in any way, because many of them want opportunities at employment rather than government dependency or even semi-dependency, having to go to the government for subsidized student loans,
right,
for example,
right,
is not something that most people want to find themselves in. And these employment opportunities are ways to get out of that problem and to create private sector growth.
Absolutely. I would agree 1,000%. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want more information on Pete Sepp, click on the banner on our website. Very, very interesting guy. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back with David McElveen.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, eating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. Aquapail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, welcome in here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Now, Corlin, I certainly appreciate you joining me. You know, we've had some interesting things occur over the last few years, over the last few months. It's getting more and more interesting, in my opinion. You know, I don't know how many of you remember this, but a number of years ago I was talking about how I felt that social unrest would ultimately become a lot more prevalent in the United States than it had been in the past. And I really feel that that's the case, and I think that the reason that that's happening and that the reason it's going to continue to happen, purely and simply, is that people are hurting. You know, I've got David McElvaney on the line with me right now, and David and I were chatting a little bit about what's going on in society right now. You know, I mean, yeah, it's great. The Fed came out and they said, okay, we're going to take action, so interest rates are going to be lowered substantially on mortgages. Well, you know, that's really great, but as another Fed governor said, Ploser came out and said, that's not going to work. It's not going to work because too many people don't have any money. I mean, it's great to offer 0.1% interest on mortgages, but if you don't qualify for that mortgage, whether it's a refi or a new home, what's the point of it? I mean, I'm looking for some difficult times down the road from a societal standpoint. David, your comments?
You know, it's the same thing we're seeing in Spain, Italy, Britain, the Middle East. I mean, it's a greater bifurcation between rich and poor. And you look at QE Infinity, this last round of offerings for the mortgage-backed securities market. And you're right, there's no connection to the man on the street, because the man on the street who may be, and is in large part, underwater on his mortgage can't refi, as you mentioned. So, you know, someone who has lots of equity, sure, hey, this is great. It frees up a little extra cash flow, and it makes sense to refi at these kinds of numbers. There's a lot of things that are good for someone with assets if you're talking about quantitative easing, but it's bad for us in general, and it's bad collectively as a society, because again, what you end up with is greater tensions socially between this rich and poor dichotomy.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we are in a journey that I think is going to have a really, really abysmal ending to it. And that journey, quite frankly, is that, you know, we've got right now the conventional markets are doing okay. And most people, for example, certainly not the listeners to this show, but the average American invests their money, if they have any money to invest or save, what have you, in the conventional markets. But, you know, look what's going on in China right now with the earnings that are coming out of some of their companies. Look what's going on in some of the other heretofore really strong countries in the Far East. The companies are in trouble. The public companies are in trouble because they're not getting the sales. They're not getting the revenues that they were from other parts of the world. Well, I think this is a snowball that's just starting right now, David. And I think that what we have around the corner is a major, major drop in the conventional stock market. And boy, that particular snowball is going to have some ramifications in other areas that are absolutely terrifying to me.
Now, Asia is a very interesting story because you have the liquidity injections of late 2008 and early 2009, which really buoyed the markets and certainly the economies, although you look at the Shanghai Exchange and it was barely a dead cat bounce. What we did see was a popular idea reemerge that there was this disconnect between Asia, specifically China, and developed world countries, mainly Europe and the United States. And now that we've sort of run out of steam on that liquidity injection going back to 2009, the question is, will they do the same thing as they did then and throw more money, you know, whether it's $600 billion, close to $1 trillion in terms of credit and loans made available in that market, mm-hmm. the equivalent of $4 trillion if it were in our marketplace. So, you know, the problem is, and this is where they're on the horns of a dilemma, if they do that, they're dealing with food, inflation, and they're already on the cusp of social unrest. So you cannot have the price of a bowl of rice mm-hmm. increase beyond the 15% that it's already up this year, another 15 or 20% without people grumbling. And again, this is the belly grumbling which moves to street activity. It's the kind of thing that we're seeing in Spain, Italy, last year Great Britain, yeah. certainly throughout the Middle East. 2008 in replay, 2011 in replay. If 2013 is going to be defined as a year of social unrest in Europe, it's going to be the tail end of 2013 and maybe into 2014 that it's on our shores and we're dealing with the same issues where people are just desperate and trying to give a voice to their frustration. There's a classic book called Exit, Voice, and Loyalty from a guy at UC Berkeley. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you don't have the ability to voice your opinion, then you're out or again, you're so tied to the system in terms of loyalty that you're quiet about it. But this is where we're seeing a real exit and in some instances and a very clear and disturbing voice in Spain and Italy even today.
You know, it's the understatement of the day. Gee, we have an election coming up in November. Yes, we do. I have to tell you, I personally don't think that either one of the candidates and their administrations, potential administrations, have the ability to reverse this thing with a smooth landing. What do you think?
I would agree. There's, as many have said, not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and Democrats, particularly when it comes to spending. It's really a question of degree. Is mm-hmm. it full throttle or partial throttle? But throttle it will be. And when you look at the structural reforms that are needed, there's very little will to embrace that. We've had a budget which has been politicized since the end of World War II, and a part of that comes part and parcel with having an enfranchised voter base. You've got people who are voting today who didn't have a vote prior to World War II. We mm-hmm. have no problem with that. That makes sense to us. But the unintended consequence is now, you know, and again, this, not to be controversial, but there's a large section of the U.S. population that doesn't have much skin in the game, not paying taxes, but they still have the right to vote, and they vote their self-interest. Everyone votes their self-interest.
Sure, why not? Human
Everyone
nature,
votes
right.
their self-interest. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So this is the problem. We have a vast cross-section of society which is voting their self-interest, which really hogties the politicians of the day, mm-hmm. particularly the legislature, and they will continue to overspend.
Yeah.
Because their constituents expect it. Unless they're willing to sign off on ending their political career to do the right thing, which most of them are not willing mm-hmm. to do that, then they'll continue to spend more than they're bringing in.
Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that we would see times like this. And it's, you know, you kind of almost want to throw your hands up in the air and say, my gosh, what am I going to do? What can I do to protect myself and my family? Well, listeners to this show know what Big Al is doing. You know, we continue to be active in the hard asset sector. We continue to eliminate debt. Kathy and I are very, very sensitive about going into debt. We're just not willing to do it. You know, and I think that that's what you have to do, David. And I think that, in my opinion, the real foundation of financial security right now stems from what you guys do, hard assets.
Yeah, and these are things that today are certainly having their day in the sun. That won't always be the case, but I would suggest that at least through that 2015 time frame that Bernanke has set for keeping interest rates at 0%, and is threatened, not just threatened, but promised to deliver inflation above the old targets.
Mm-hmm.
I think for anyone sitting in cash today, you just have to understand that Ben is managing your cash portfolio into the ground. He's told you he will, and he's told you that he cares less about your savings than he does returning us to some sort of normal growth trajectory in the economy and getting that rate down to about a 5.5 in terms of the unemployment rate.
Mm-hmm.
So your assets are at jeopardy in what you used to consider a safe holding, whether that's bank deposits or even treasury bills, and it's forcing some hard decisions. But I would say that there is sort of a 2-3-4 year time frame where some of those hard decisions, which would push you in the direction of hard assets, again, we will reach an ultimate nadir in terms of low points for the economy and financial contraction. And then I think we have something of a restart. We went through a period not unlike, we're in a period right now not unlike the 1966 to 1982 period where, you know, more or less the market moved sideways. Nothing catastrophic. It wasn't as if the stock market fell off a cliff, but we were capped at about 1,000. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average didn't move above 1,000. It
right.
kept on hitting that glass ceiling. But what we began to see, and what was a real frustration point for investors as time went on, was a gradually rising inflation rate. So with zero growth in your portfolio and a rising inflation rate,
mm-hmm.
again, what started as a very tame 2 to 3%, and again, this is very reflective of where we're at today. 2 to 3% became 3, 4, 4, 5, and then we're ultimately in the double-digit range in terms of the official rates of inflation. And it was demoralizing for investors. And the real rate of return that you had over that 66 to 1982 period ended up being very ugly, very negative, and it set us up actually for a tremendous period of growth. We still have several more years of sort of that meat grinder experience immediately in front of us where, hey, maybe we don't see the Dow trading at 4,000. Maybe it is just an 8, 9, 10,000 as we just fade and again, see that rate of inflation catch up where that's the real bite in terms of your real rate of return.
Need to listen to what David has to say. David is a very wise individual. He was taught the industry really well by his father, who I used to read way back when. He's a good guy. We're posting more of the information that McIlvany & Associates is sending out to people on our site. Take a look. See what you think. We like their website. We like David a lot. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.